Mic check. This is Jay Heich from The Hub Show. Give me the heads up about next week, February the 5th, right here on The Hub Show. Takesha Martinez will be in the house representing the Hagerstown Cease Pain Movement. And also joining us in the studio next week is the Playboy, Tarik Higgins, comedian extraordinaire, will be joining us on the mic. So tune in. Be there. Let's do this.
Thank you for tuning into The Hub Show, presented by BDE Creative and Legit Media.
Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Podcasting and broadcasting about everything and nothing. From the center of the universe, Hagerstown, Maryland. It's Hub City's own The Hub Show.
All right, Rant and Ray, we're back on The Hub Show. Jay Heiss, Shay Lewis is in the
house.
Chris Canfield's back.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Top of the world from Hagerstown, Hub City. Chris, yesterday we had a good time at the American Ale House here.
We did.
South Potomac Street, 49 South Potomac.
Yeah, we were
there for the Pro Bowl.
Yep.
And we're gearing up for next Sunday, the Super Bowl.
And who won the Pro Bowl?
AFC. The red team.
The red team.
They came up in the fourth quarter. So it's crazy, man.
That is awesome.
Yeah, one point right at the end of the line.
AFC, they were wearing red.
You weren't watching?
Yeah, I watched highlights. I was coming from New York.
Oh. What were you doing in New York?
I went to a convention and I got some great information, life-changing information.
Convention for what?
Oh, just to be an effective leader and how to build communities.
And here you are.
Yes. Wow. I'm a community builder.
Right? You're a changed person now?
I can just see you up there just playing with Lincoln Logs or Legos or something.
No, right? It's not that type of community building, Chris. It's using your brain.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
I thought maybe
you were making like little miniature cities.
No.
Popsicle sticks and gingerbread cookies and stuff like that.
I think that's what you do because you're the woodsman.
Yeah. You know, I'm crafty.
Very creative.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're here. And that was the Pro Bowl. That was yesterday. It was a great time at the American Ale House. Next week's going to be even better. Super Bowl Sunday. Y'all got to come down there. Lots of raffles and giveaways and a lot of Eagles giveaways.
Drunk?
Yeah, there's a dollar shot for every time the Eagles score. So,
and guess what? I got challenged to play paper football.
At halftime. Big halftime show at the American Ale House.
Guess what? I'm going to bring it. I'm going to make my football tonight.
Oh, snap.
Well, Shay, just for that.
You better practice the flicking because I'm a good flicker. That's where the ladies usually fail at the
I'm a good flicker.
Yeah, okay. they can't flick.
Okay.
I can flick. I got the fingernails for it.
You got the fingernails for it?
Yeah.
All right. Nice. It's a coffee table about this long. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Plus, it's got some rugged terrain.
Is there ways to deflate the paper football?
I don't know.
Only an Eagle fan would know that.
Ladies and gentlemen, back for round two. Jameer King, the coach, is in the house. Philadelphia Eagles representing.
Absolutely.
How you doing?
Absolutely, Philly representing.
Welcome back.
Thank you for having me back.
The two of you, Shay, Jameer, has anything changed since your last conversation? I mean, they haven't had the game yet, but what's the vibe? What's the deal?
Well, I believe in my team. You know, we're going to go out there and do our job, execute. That's what we do.
We're going to execute.
Couldn't
you just win the damn game? You got to execute them.
Well, I'm not going to say we're going to murder anybody. But I feel that we're going to do our job. Bill Belichick is a great coach. He's really good with, coming up with creative ways to win.
Not schemes, not cheating, but
he is very, very analytical. Right. Mm-hmm. And he has great methods to win the game. And that's our goal, is to execute each play and do our job.
Right. And just in case it snows, he's going to have a guy with the snow blower right off the sidelines. Just ready to go blow them out so they can make the field goal.
I don't have to say
Chris is doing your fighting for you here, Jameer.
You know what? You're just a hater.
Chris, like, you're really talking about the hater. We're talking about ping pong yesterday during the Pro Bowl. So let's let Jameer. Jameer, what's the deal? What's going on? What's the vibe right now?
It's everywhere I go. It's, you know, everybody's tired of the Patriots. And I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. But, you know, like I said, I respect what the Patriots organization has done over the years. But I think it's our time. I know it's our time. I know it's Philadelphia's time. So,
well, you thought it was your time in the 80s. You thought it went back in the 2000s.
Well, in the 80s, it was whose time?
You thought it
was
your time.
Not the Patriots.
Well, in 83.
Okay, so hypothetically speaking, let's just
hypothetically,
say that. It's definitely our time.
Well, you know, I can say that, you know, you all, with the new coordinators and things that you have acquired in the last 3 years, coordinators and coaches, they have been really effective in building a brand for themselves and a great team. But we're going to see how great it is.
Well, I mean, 2-13-3 organizations right now. I think the best in the NFC and the best in the AFC.
I like that. That's a game for me.
It is. It's going to be a game.
I like that. But, you know, my thing is, you know, I want to see a game.
You're
I don't want to see a blowout.
You're definitely going to see a game. I think you guys are going to have your hands full.
Well, and you know what? I believe that you're going to give me some good defense.
Absolutely.
But I believe
we're going to get to Brady.
I believe you may.
I believe we're going to get to Brady.
About two times. That's it.
Two times.
That's it.
A quarter?
No. Two times, period. But I believe...
Fighting words.
I believe that we're going to get to Nick Foles.
I mean, you may be able to get to Nick, but I want to... We're only going to sack Brady. We're going to touch Brady twice.
I believe you're going to sack him twice.
That hurts my feelings. Because
some sleepless nights for Jameer here.
I mean, that's insulting to a very good defense.
No, it's not, because the number one defense was Minnesota, and they didn't even show up.
So no. Maybe they did show up.
I don't think so. I don't think they came
to Philly.
So you're saying Brady's about to go on Dancing with the Stars, is what you're saying.
He no. really needs to go Dancing with the Stars after this season.
So you're saying,
he needs to retire.
Hold on. But you're saying that Minnesota didn't show up. It had nothing to do with what Philadelphia did.
Well, Philadelphia did do some things, but I believe that Minnesota.
38 points.
I'm going to tell you this. This is where I'm going to say Minnesota was still in awe, in hoopla. They in awe over that win over the Saints. The Saints should have been there.
I just want everybody to see who I'm talking to right now.
Oh my yes, God. Yes. So the Vikings, really they was too much into what happened the last week and not focusing on the current week.
Well, whose fault is that?
That's their fault.
So they didn't show up.
They didn't show up.
They gave us the game.
I'm not going to say they gave it, but in a sense they did. They didn't do their job at all.
It had nothing to do with how good our defense is.
I said not too much. I'm not going to say that because I don't think they showed up really.
That really
did. Mentally.
The look on your face says more than the words in your mouth.
I mean, I can't believe that. I mean, that sounds like, I hate to say, like a Cowboys or like Ravens fan. You know what I mean?
I despise the Cowgirls.
There was nothing that was going on. It was just they didn't show up. We played very good.
I give you credit. Y'all did
very
play.
Good.
But they played themselves as well. Just like when I talked about the Atlanta Falcons and the Patriots game last year for the Super Bowl. Atlanta... Second half.
What happened?
They didn't show up.
I'm really, Jay. I'm just at a loss for words, guy. I just can't. This
is why you're here. I can't do this for you, man.
This is really that we're going to hit Brady twice, and that Minnesota just didn't show up.
All right, she said that though.
The gauntlet's getting thrown. So what do you think is going to happen?
Here's the bottom line with it. I number one, I believe it's going to be a great game. I don't bet on anything I can't control. You know, I'm not in Minnesota. So for me, I can't say. I just know that
it's going to be a great game,
and I think we're going to get to Brady more than twice. If we get to Brady only twice, I'll buy you a drink.
I don't drink.
Neither do I. I'll buy you a wing or something.
And we got two non-drinkers.
I'll buy you a chicken. I'll buy you a chicken wing, or I'll buy you something because we just got.
I'm just saying that I believe only two sacks.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Every time the Eagles score, I'm drinking your dollar drink.
Yeah. Really? Both of you, man. I mean, hey.
Somebody could have
mine. The Patriots drink. You drink the Eagles drink. You just drink it just for the fun, Chris.
I believe it's going to be a great game, and I think our defense is.
I think it's going to be a good, you know, it's going to come down to a field goal.
Now you've redeemed yourself because I respect that.
I really do. I really do. It's going to be y'all going to give us the business.
It's going to be tight. It's going to be close. And it can be like last year's game, right?
Did you
Well,
hear?
I don't know that because you know what? I was like in awe with that. That was like you can't repeat that. That was a great game.
Well, Jameer, what's your opinion on that last year that happened in the Super Bowl?
You're right. I'm with you. You can't repeat it. I think it's
won't happen this year.
No. I don't see the meltdown happening.
The meltdown. Yeah, there you go.
Did you guys hear that the guy who won all the money playing the World Series, he put $2 million down on the Eagles? Did you hear that?
No.
The guy who went like seven straight betting right. World Series games, he went back to Vegas. He hasn't made a bet since the World Series. Now he went back to Vegas and put $2 million on the Eagles straight up.
We'll take that. We'll take that bet anytime.
Yeah, he just did that yesterday.
We'll take that anytime.
That's gutsy. I would play, if I was him, I would play it on both sides. But, you know, on the coin, I'm like, if I could have a draw.
So you bet against New England?
No, if I was had the money like that. And I was going to just, no. Sure, if I was him, I said, but no, I don't bet. I don't gamble.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll see me at the Ale House. I'll be doing my thing. I do my job as a fan. So, you know, I have a systematic way to be a fan. And
well, it is Eagles country over there.
I don't
They
care.
Got an Eagles club and everything that hangs out in there. All right.
The sad part about it is I'd say we are a unique group of fans. So
y'all are evil.
I'm not sure if it's translated down here below the Mason-Dixon or not, but if it has, I don't know if I wear that Patriots jersey.
Oh, I'm going to wear it with pride.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
I wear my Patriots jersey with pride.
You put a jacket over top?
No.
They got a holding cell underneath the L House.
Yeah, we have a holding cell. We're only three blocks away from the courthouse, but we're going to have a holding cell.
No, yeah, you know, it doesn't faze me that Eagles fans are nasty, but they I know some good Eagles fans out there.
Out on South Potomac, they greased the poles.
We did grease the poles.
No. See, they're just evil.
Will you come to the parade when we win?
Why?
Because you're 3 hours away from it. Why not?
Why would I come to an Eagles parade if you win?
She'll still wear her Patriots shirt, too.
Well, then.
Not in Philly, though. Maybe not. Jimmy walks across the street. I don't know her.
No. I just wanted to see if you wanted to join in the festivities.
If you win, great. Great for you. Okay. You know, a person with zero bowls, you should have
You're
a win.
You're absolutely right. See, there's nothing I can say to that. That's why we need to win.
You know, but if you don't,
after that,
if you
then
don't
there's nothing
win,
else to be said.
You know, my goal is that you don't win, and then what are you going to do? Are you going to become the Patriots land?
No, I'm just going to wait for whatever scheme the New England has come up with.
Because
there's always going to be
playmakers. Transcenders.
I'm a transcender.
You back to the Philadelphia. You want to go to West Philly? You do. You want to go to North Philly? Yeah, well,
South Philly is off of Broad Street. That's where the parade will be happening.
Okay, so we're going to transcend you.
Jameer, are you going to go to the parade?
Oh,
you'll be there.
I'm going
once in a lifetime,
parade,
right, Jameer?
I'm getting an Eagles tattoo.
Oh, good God!
I'm saying this on. It won't happen again in my lifetime. 1980, right. 2004.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Patriots twice now.
You're on Facebook Live, you know.
Absolutely.
I'm recording you saying it.
Yeah, it's going to be right here in the forum.
If you don't win.
It's an honor to be nominated.
So, you know, tattoo?
tattoo of what?
Because you're an Eagle fan.
No. I'm going to
get your fly, Eagles fly.
No,
tattoo.
I know the song very well. I know the touchdown chant very, very well.
Well, I'm going to say Die, Eagles, Die.
Will
That's
you sing
my
it at the American Ale House?
When we score,
Sunday.
You best believe I'll be singing. I'll be singing every touchdown. Fly,
do
Eagles,
the Patriots
fly.
have a song, Shay?
I have a song for them.
You no, have one, but do they have one?
Do the Patriots have
no,
one?
No, they don't.
See, the Chicago Bears had one back in 85, 86. I remember that. The Super Bowl Shuffle. And they kicked you guys' ass. So,
that's
30 years.
That's 30 years.
Know,
that's
right?
Four scores and 10 years ago.
Four scores and 10 years ago.
We were in junior high. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was up there singing the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Me too.
I mean, I didn't know. You know, I was like, it's a catchy tune. But yeah, my goal is that we win, and
that's my goal as well.
And
that's
why we're here.
I have my dance. Uh-huh. Everybody know I come up with infamous dances every time.
Oh my God!
So,
oh my
goodness.
So that sofa was sitting on. She's going to be up and down like church dancing. And
yeah,
I will perform my dance.
Hey, good Lord, you heard her say it here on the Hub Show.
We found out that the pillows come out of the side.
So yeah, we thought we did some damage, but it's part of the couch. She'll see when we get there. It's pretty interesting.
What is this dance?
Yeah, it's spontaneous.
I have one every time.
So you have one planned for Sunday?
I do.
You've been practicing it?
No, I don't have to practice. I already
it's like
have
that.
I got it in my head.
Okay.
Jay, what's going on?
I don't know, dude.
I mean, you gonna drop down and get your eagle on?
No, I'm not dropping down and getting my eagle on. However, I'm quite sure there will be an eagle fan or two.
What does that mean?
Drop down.
It's
and
a
get
dance.
Your eagle on.
Oh, is it? Is it,
it
Jameer?
Is a dance. It is a dance. It's not about a Philadelphia, but it is, you know, drop down to get your eagle on, girl.
Do you know it?
No.
Have you done it?
Oh, he's no. seen it.
Have Are you done seen it? No.
Wait, Shay, if they win, will you do it?
No.
Why?
Because I'm not a Eagle fan.
I'll wear a Patriots jersey.
She's hanging in there, Jameer.
Oh, no. And I wouldn't want you to disrespect the team like that.
Fun, and you drop down and get your eagle on.
No, I wouldn't want you to disrespect the team like that.
See, Shay's talking about all these dances when they win and all this, but right. then she won't do a dance.
Well, I'm going to do dance for a team I don't like.
It's just a, you know, just a dance.
Was it the Patriot Shuffle? Is that what you're going to
no,
do?
No, it's not called Patriot Shuffle.
No.
More
like a Patriot Scandal.
No, it's not a scandal. No.
Or the saga continues.
Yeah, oh, it's always, you know, it is a saga.
Always something.
It is a There's saga. I like that. Yeah, I like that.
The saga that. Continues.
The saga continues. We always in there.
Somehow, somewhere you find a way to get back, don't you? That's kind of odd. Don't you think the NFL is quite tired of you guys being there?
No, I don't think so. We're the most hated team, but, you know, everybody loved to see us.
No, I don't think you're most hated.
It's ratings. Ratings, man.
It is ratings. We talked about this last week.
Yeah.
What would the ratings be like had it been Philadelphia and Jacksonville?
Yeah, we were warned on about, see, Chris and I are kind of neutral. So we're thinking about getting and wearing some referee shirts, but then the Eagle fans were like, yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, that yeah. would just mean
not gonna make, work.
That would mean Patriots you'd fans? Be for the Patriots, exactly.
Oh, I'm you know what, y'all
completely
haters,
neutral and wear
all
my
all haters.
You, if, you to wear you know a referee's what? Jersey would be like wearing a Patriots
no,
jersey.
No, it is so not. Gonna, our colors are red, white,
we're just
and blue.
Go completely neutral and wear some hockey
the
gear.
The Zebras were black and white. The Zebras whatever, were black and white. They're not our friend. We get calls too.
I think it was one.
Just that game.
Just the most important game.
No, we got a lot of calls all during the season.
Those were irrelevant.
All of
them
were
all from telemarketers.
AFC championship game. All calls are relevant. You
AFC
know,
championship game, one penalty.
How many calls you got?
One penalty.
How many calls did one. You all get?
I think that
all on the NFC championship
was probably
game.
Probably the average. I can't call it off. I could probably find it. But I'm saying you would have to agree. One penalty. Called against you in an AFC championship game seems a little abnormal.
No, that means we did our job.
Oh, Lord.
You do know, your job.
Denial is just not a river
no,
in Egypt.
That means do your job. And that's what you, and you got to go by that motto. In everything you do, do your job.
Denial is just not a river in
no,
Egypt.
No. It's not a denial. It's the truth. And if you do your job and execute your play,
don't
you won't have those
every,
penalties.
Any football player would say it. Every given play, they could blow the foul. They could blow, you know, a penalty on every play of the game because there's an
well,
infraction.
That means
the
referee's cataracts
the
was working.
Yeah.
Cataracts.
You're absolutely right.
The referee's cataracts were working. They didn't see any penalties.
You prepped for this one, didn't
did
you, Shay?
Job.
Shay came prep. She came prepare yeah. for this Wait, one this week.
I mean, no, because, you know, my son played basketball and he played football.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when the refs do, they call a call. I said, your cataracts are in the way. You did, you know.
You're the mom, the crazy mom on the sideline yelling at the
yes.
referees and stuff, the
yes.
coaches?
Do you do a
I
dance
do
when your son's
coach.
Team wins?
Well, when he was younger,
uh-huh.
I used to run up and down the football field
oh,
and every time
gosh.
He made the touchdown.
She was that mom.
So what will your demeanor be if you're not on the winning end of the Super Bowl?
I'm not going to be in a good mood.
At the Ale House.
At the Ale House.
You're just going to bow out and leave? And
no, I won't. Right.
Will you stick
just,
around to the end?
I'll stick around to the
you
end.
You guys stick with us.
I can't listen. I'm telling you ahead of
they
time.
They have a really nice patio out back.
I may not be able to promise that.
Well, if
I'll
we
stick around to the
wait,
end.
Wait, if we
but
get,
if someone says something really inappropriate.
Right.
I'm going to have a come to Jesus moment with them.
Wait, so that? Jameer, if it comes down to it, ain't looking too good in the fourth quarter. Are you
He's
going
to have a come to Jesus
you gonna
moment,
you
going
to bail too. Out?
Oh.
You going to bail?
I'm not going to bail, but I don't think I'm going to be so
happy.
Pleasant.
Pleasant. Yes. Oh.
Yeah, I wouldn't do people.
Jameer
like.
Really turned green.
The Hulk. Hey, if the like Patriots win by like. 10, I'll buy us all around. Because I got money on the Patriots by
two,
10.
You say that to two non-drinking people. What a cheapskate.
Who wants got Cokes? Some water.
I got two Cokes
yeah,
and
two
a
Cokes.
Shirley Temple.
I don't even drink soda.
I drink some mess out of Coke.
Oh, yeah. She's under her fitness.
Yeah, so I drink a lot kick. Of grapefruit juice. So if you just round a grapefruit, a pitcher of grapefruit juice.
Grapefruit and vodka is good
I'll
drink.
Make sure they have that over
That's
there
a good
for
drink.
You. I was like, you. Wait, you're not drinking anymore? At
no,
all?
No.
Not in that crowd, huh?
No.
It's going to get rowdy.
Yeah, you might want to stay sober.
She might get rowdy.
Stay sober.
Not to worry about you, Shay.
No. Yeah, I'm just going to stay strong.
Mm-hmm.
And if, you know, if we lose, if we, that's if we do, what I'll do is I'll smile. But if someone says something inappropriate,
it's over.
I'm going to have a come to Jesus
moment. We'll see what happens.
And then I'm about to stage left.
People say that, then they get into a situation. We'll see.
I'll stage left.
Listen, I'm going to tell you now.
If Shay stabbed the guy with a trident.
If these are true Eagles fans,
yep.
It's not.
Oh, it's not, Eagle country over there, man.
It's not
going
to be pretty if we lose.
I mean, even the owner, Heather, was kind of worried about when I mentioned Shay is a Patriots fan.
She was.
She was a little this might not be the right place for her. Yeah. But I said, she can handle it. And then Rod and everyone who knows you are like, she can handle it.
Oh,
she'll
I can.
Be fine.
I can handle anything. Right. I'm saying, you know, because I can get, you know, just like you can dish it. I can take it and dish it back out.
Well, Chris's word, you're in the wolf's den.
This is going to be our Eagles first nest. One. So I do predict that it will be intense.
It's going to be intense.
Or it's going to be a very somber night.
Dude, you and I are sitting on that couch with her, Chris. We're going to get whacked as she stands up and sits down. And it's going to be, get off me, you know.
Right. You know, like I said, I'm going to do my job through the whole. Right. Like, I sweat and I get, like, oh, I get sweaty and I get real intense. And
she's
I
getting
have,
her own chair, Chris. That's and all
I
have, there is
yeah,
to
I need my own little space because I'm really serious about what I do. And so, like I said, it's a method to the madness. So,
all right,
well, may not everybody will want to preach. They might not want to appreciate my method, but it's what's going to be done.
So, can we give her own section, please?
Well, she'll be in our section. She'll be fine. She'll be safe with us.
There's a nice patio out.
Again,
back.
We're the refs. We're neutral.
No, you're not. To be a ref really, is to be a Patriots fan.
Are you serious?
It's a heart attack. Yes.
He's not going to leave that. He's not going to leave that alone, no, Shay.
I'm not.
He's not going to leave that alone.
You know what?
Sunday, you'll see.
You will see. I mean, refs. Hey, they want to congratulate us just like anybody else. They're
right
fans.
Smack dab on the field before they get to the top.
They're fans. What's wrong with that?
Oh, good God.
What's wrong with being a fan?
But you'd be saying the same thing Jameer saying if it was the other way around.
No, I really don't care about the Zebras.
The
really
Zebras.
But if you felt that they were giving some favoritism to the Eagles.
Well, no, I care about when the Zebras call calls that should have been a catch and it's not a catch. Mm-hmm. You know, those are the things I get up mad. I get mad. Some of those rules that they need to fix. And I think everybody can agree.
Wait a minute. I feel like I just watched a football game. There's no zebras involved.
Yeah, they're black and white. They wear black and white.
Oh, it smells good in here, by the way.
It does.
It does, man. Yeah. That's the build up for the next segment.
It is the next segment. I'm not ready to be done, but yes, it does smell good.
It
but
does smell.
I'm getting too innocent.
Well, I say this. This was round two.
Yes. And I'm going to be very professional, but off air, make sure I'm going to.
When the mics are off,
Jay's by accident going to leave the mic on one time when we think
you.
It's off.
I got you.
Jay, it's not going to do that.
How many people are going to have their cell phones on in that place, too, man, recording whatever it's you not, say and yeah, do, Shay? You're going to be a star over there. I tell you what. They're going to name a drink after you when you leave that place, man.
It's going to be the bone shaker.
There you go. All right.
Because I'm going to shake up some bones up in there.
Ingredients are just water and Sprite.
I know. And a maraschino cherry. Yeah. It's a Shay temple. All right.
Well,
Jameer, I appreciate coming on here.
Hey, guys, thanks for
After
having
this,
me.
Though, there's more sports, and you're welcome back to.
Yeah. Anytime.
Oh, you know, because I'll be ready for you for the NBA.
There we go.
We may be going for the same team. I mean, my team is totally out, the Dallas Mavericks, so I can't. I just, you know, cheer for somebody.
We
can probably be friends then.
There we go. See, we're going to end this
We can be
Sunday.
Frenemies right now. We're frenemies.
Frenemies. There you go.
Yes.
Frenemies. Yep.
And right. Don't be my enemy when you lose.
Oh, no. I am a terrible loser, however, but we'll keep it short and classic.
Okay.
We'll
see. I'll give some dab.
If he's not there by the end of the fourth quarter, we know Jameer ain't feeling too well.
No, I could catch eagle-itis and need to bail off and head home. And telling you, this goes against my crawl, Jay, as I told you before. I usually watch this game.
I know.
At home.
I'm like you.
Order in wings, sit down. But I'm going to come out.
How do you eat your wings? How do you take your wings?
Oh, my God. Really, Chris?
You going barbecue? You going hot?
Eagle wings?
You like them baked? You like them fried?
Yeah, I just like wings, so I eat them any way they come. Right. But it goes against. But we're going to have a good time on Sunday.
I told you, be in good company. Trust me. They're going to love you over there. So
I have a couple people.
Yeah, they might hate me, but oh, well.
Say you'll be all right. You're with the Hub Show.
There's a thin line between love and hate.
That's right.
She loved the Hub Show. She likes the whole gist of this thing, so you'll be fine.
Yeah,
it's a game. It's a game, kids. Calm down. Just a game. Neither one of you are getting paid to play it, so both of y'all shut up.
See, I agree, but yeah.
No, it's
been a long time.
It's deep with you. I get it. It's deep with you, and it's also deep with Shay, so we'll see.
Long time.
Sunday's coming.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I can't wait.
All right, we'll see you there, Jameer. Shay, shake hands, you guys. It's just a game.
Oh, we're going to pound it out.
Pound it out. There you go. All right, Jameer.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Die.
All right, we'll be back. Jay Heiss, Shay, Chris, The Hub Show. We got Jennifer Silbert in the house.
Woo-hoo!
From the Aromatherapy from the Natural Solutions Group.
Smells so good in here.
It does, doesn't it? We'll be back.
Hardy Pet is your local neighborhood pet store, serving premium and super premium pet food and supplies for dogs, cats, birds, and small animals. Your pets will love their selections from Fromm, Nutrisource, and Nature's Logic, along with American National Premium, Origin, and Akana 2. At Hardy Pet, we offer training courses including 2 and 3 week holiday manners brush-ups. We even offer canine massage to help with joint pain, arthritis, injuries, anxiety, and stress. So come see us at Hardy Pet, 19918 Jefferson Boulevard, right here in Hagerstown. Hardy Pet, where we love your pets, too.
Back with The Hub Show, Jay Heiss, Chris, and Shay, and we are here with a special guest who's dropping in, talk about the cause she's got going on here in Hagerstown, Ms. Takesha Martinez. Welcome to The Hub Show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we're
going to
have you back on here to talk it up next week, the 5th, in here on The Hub Show, but want to give you the stage here to talk about what you're about, what the cause is about, and you have an event coming up, so take it away.
Thank you so much. So a group of Hagerstown residents, we all got together and we decided that we just wanted to do something. There was a lot of suicides, there was a lot of overdoses, a lot of stabbings that were happening. So we put our heads together and we decided that we wanted to Hagerstown cease pain. So what we're doing is just asking everybody to take the challenge to not inflict pain on themselves or anybody else for 72 hours. So this weekend, February 2nd through 4th, we got all kinds of cool things going on. And it's not my movement. It's Hagerstown's movement. So now that I'm telling you guys, it's now your movement. And we're just asking 72 hours of no pain, don't inflict pain on yourself or anybody else. We don't want no murders, no stabbings, no shootings, no overdoses, and no abuse of any kind. And we got all kinds of stuff going on. So Saturday night, I'm going to have an open mic, Spit Your Piece. It's going to be at the Robert W. Johnson Community Center. Mm-hmm. It is free. Alcohol-free.
Right here in Hagerstown.
Right here in Hagerstown.
Okay.
It's 109 West North Avenue. It is free. Got a slam poet coming, 13 of Nazareth. He's going to feature that night. Mm-hmm. And the mic is also open. We have Sisters with Style Hair Salon on Potomac Street. Okay. Is going to be giving out free hot dogs and hamburgers on Saturday from 12 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
The Robert W. Johnson Community Center will be open from 12 to midnight.
Okay.
The same day on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have donuts and coffee and then also running some peace circles and mm-hmm. just fellowship. Mm-hmm. Soul Haven on Sunday, the 4th, is going to be from 2 to 4. They're going to open their doors for messages of hope. So okay. people can stop by and just come in and drop some messages of hope.
Nice. All right. And this is Hagerstown Cease Pain.
Hagerstown Cease Pain.
And you are the sister chapter.
It is 72 hours.
Yep. That's all you got to do, people.
Yep, 72 hours. And you don't have to leave your home. You can do it right at your house. You can just cease pain for the weekend. Just hashtag Hagerstown Cease Pain. You don't have to come to an event. You can actually have one.
Okay. And the history of this year, the sister chapter of?
Baltimore Ceasefire.
Okay.
Yes, Baltimore Ceasefire, headed up by Erica Bridgeford. She's just won Marylander of the Year, but she's also our mediation trainer. Mm-hmm. So that's how we kind of got plugged in. And they already did the footwork. So we have the partnerships. Now we're just trying to get everybody else on board.
Is this event coming up next week the first of the Hagerstown Cease Pain?
Yes.
Efforts?
Yes. It is the kickoff. Baltimore is on their third one. We're going to kick off on the same time, and then we'll do another one in 3 months.
I got you.
So people have plenty of time to get active and to do something.
And I think Chris is going to be a little bit disappointed because you said alcohol free.
So. Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
But he's going to cease his pain by not drinking.
Right.
You can save it till Sunday night, right,
yeah.
man?
There
you
go. No, Monday. Monday morning.
Monday morning.
Good luck with that.
See, yeah, I'll be hungover anyways. So I won't want to drink. I won't want to drink for a couple days.
All right. Well, the show is just this show. This particular Spit Your Piece is at a drug and alcohol free spot. Usually, I have it in a bar, so that's why we're just having it in a friendly spot.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Really tempting. Yeah.
Well, right. I'm excited about it. I think that this is going to be a good start for a lot of people just for 72 hours. I mean, what's, you know.
You can do it, people. You can do it. You can do it.
72 hours. Right. Man.
And then you're doing it again 3 months.
Yep.
Absolutely. And we'll have you back on next week to talk it up, see how it went. And what needs to be done better, what we can do, and what you have to look forward to here in the Hagerstown and the surrounding areas, of course. Takesha Martinez, pleasure having you.
Thank you.
See you next week.
Yay.
All right. Peace. Hagerstown, cease pain.
Hashtag that. Cease pain, everybody.
Yeah.
Have you ever wanted to speak with an attorney to simply ask questions or determine your rights, but were afraid of the cost? Are you concerned about the recent unprecedented breaches of personal information? Legal Shield and ID Shield give you access to quality law firms and expert identity theft restoration services without the traditional high fees. So give me a call, Eddie Peters, with Legal Shield and ID Shield in Hagerstown, 915-740-7670.
All right, the Hub Show is back once again. Jay, Shay, and Chris. And returning to the Hub Show from the Natural Solutions Group is the aromatherapist herself, Jennifer Silbert. How are you, Jennifer?
I'm great.
We call you Jen, right? Hi, Jen.
Yes.
How's it going, Jen?
Oh, right. We're glad to have you because I hear you got all
the... Yeah, the room already smells
Chris
great.
Chris says the smellums.
The smellums.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm hoping you got the cure for my ill.
Because he's not even sure.
I'm not sure. I was listening to you in that previous segment. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure what it is, though, Chris.
There's no cure.
I got a little bit of a sore throat thing going on.
Oh, that ailment.
You got something in there for that?
Well... You know, I always like to start every time I talk by saying that the FDA has not approved anything that I'm about to say.
Yes.
Yeah,
I
that
love
kind
it.
Of thing.
Rebels. So, just like the podcast world.
Yes. Yeah, we're not FDA approved either.
Or FCC.
FCC, NAACP.
So whatever F-bombs you want to drop, Jen, by all means, this is the time to do it.
So, yeah, well, actually, I do have something for that throat discomfort.
Ah, nice.
And the doctor's in the house. Look at that.
Oh, you need that.
Dr. Silbert.
You need to get something soothing.
Right. What soothes the throat?
Well, actually, you'd have to put it down your throat. I'm not sure you're...
Oh.
I don't want him doing that. No,
like
no,
on my
no.
finger?
No, Chris, this equipment's too expensive. You'd be doing it here on the air.
I need a swab or something, huh?
No, you do. Actually, so here, the first thing that I would say is, you know, take some lemon and honey, just like mom used to tell you. But this is like lemon on steroids. But I got some a little bit more spicy.
Mix it with a little whiskey.
Make a
hot toddy.
Yeah.
I could go for a hot toddy.
Mm, everybody had hot toddies.
Yeah. You know it.
Hub Show hot toddies.
Yeah.
I drink those many
Brand
days.
Brand it while you can, man. That's what I'm about.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Hot toddy. So, yeah, we'll start with, hot toddy, And then just throw in some lemon, so.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
All right. I'll get on that as soon as I get home.
You do that. I'll give you some.
He's going to make a pitcher.
So for the uninitiated, I had Jen Silbert with me back in the day when I was flying solo with this Hub Show thing. We had a really good time. And I knew that this case that she has is like 70 different aromas. What do you call them? Fragrances?
Smellums?
What do you call it?
Well, that's the thing. They're not fragrances, but, and oh, by the way, they smell good.
What do you call them?
Essences extracts. Would be good.
Okay.
Extracts. That's good.
Extracts. Okay, she's got 70 different extracts in this case here. Mm-hmm. And I said, there's no way we can do all these on one show.
Right.
And they're interesting, all of them to themselves. Like, we talked about frankincense and myrrh when we went over all that.
Perfect
and
timing.
Oh, you just remember that?
Frankincense.
Well, it was before Christmas, so kind of.
Frankincense.
That's the funny thing, because the label. Body
myrrh.
You guys.
All right.
That was a good joke. That's a good bit.
Carry
I like
on.
That.
Carry
right. Yeah. But here you are. I said we'll bring you back on periodically. You can showcase two or three of these and give these things to their own attention. And we chose to make this the Valentine's show. This is Jen Silber's devotion to our Valentine's show here on the Hub Show.
Ooh.
Well, yeah.
Well, I figured, the timing was good. I didn't know if you'd have me back after this, so I figured if I have just one more shot, I may as well go ahead and start with
you can come back anytime.
Mikasa Sukasa. It's all good.
Oh, yeah. We'll wait and see we're done. All right.
Okay. Come in here a little bit early for Valentine's Day. That gives me enough time to lure someone into my lair.
Well, that's exactly what we're talking
seduce
about
seduce them
here.
With your smellums.
Well, you don't care.
You're going to woo them.
I'm going to woo them.
Well, we will do that. I think you'll like to hear what they can do. So, we narrowed it down to just a few.
Okay.
Because I could talk about a lot, but I figured I would just pick like my top three, because you said two or three, right?
Right.
It's hard to stop at just those couple, but if I was going to choose my very favorite love oils, I got them here.
All right. What you got?
Okay. You ready?
We're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. So let me start by saying this. essential oils aren't just about luring somebody into the lair. What if I'm talking about romance and
giggity?
But I will say that many of them have aphrodisiac qualities. So those are the ones that I chose today.
All okay. right.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
All right, we're smiling.
We're not trying to Cosby anybody. Yeah.
Well, I was a little worried about that because I was sitting here going through the all the traits of these oils and ready to explain what they could do. I'm like, I don't know. It sounds kind of scary.
Is chloroform one of them?
Yeah, I know. Something along those lines. It's
we don't want to do it.
But we're going to use this in the right context. So let's say we're using it in the context of a loving relationship. Okay. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, okay. That.
There so you then go. You
could, yeah, that.
Oh, one of those. So yeah.
So you could take her from there and decide what you want to do. But so here is this is my very favorite part about essential oils.
Okay. Because,
you know, you've heard of the oils, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so you know that. So like you ask me, you probably use them all the time, don't you?
I use the pheromones.
Ooh, see, we're jumping right on in.
Wow. Yeah.
There's another new most fact about Shay. That's Shay fact number, 12?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Every show, we learn something new.
She brings men in with pheromones.
Yeah, I'm curious. I like, I'm afraid to ask you which ones you use for pheromones.
Well, I don't use the oils. Well, I got it from this company.
JCPenney.
From Ron Jeremy was selling it late night.
No. And it was, they specialize in romance and things to spice up your love life. Okay. So they had the pheromone oils that and I bought them, and it smelled good. I just like it. And you put it on, and after you take a shower or a bath, or so you can buy, I got the pheromone bath stuff, and I just like the way it smells. It smells really good.
So do you notice any effect? Do people like gravitate towards you when you're wearing
only
it?
Only my
like
husband.
You gravitate
you
towards you.
Right? See, I'm like,
That's what I was going to say. So this isn't about just attracting love from somebody else or connecting with somebody else, which it does do. This is all about also falling in love with yourself.
Okay? Yes.
Now, that doesn't sound as fun, but the truth is that there are probably way too many of us that haven't learned how to really just love ourselves. Okay?
That's a fact.
So it's really, really important.
I'm pretty good at that.
You're pretty good. Well, see, people that don't love themselves, they can't love other people. What do you do?
Never mind.
Okay.
Don't ask him.
Okay. All right. Back to business. So this segment is called Spoil Yourself.
Ooh.
Get it?
I like to spoil.
Like spoil yourself?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh,
so this is going to be about spoil yourself with Jen. So maybe how I come back, this will be your thing.
Brand it.
All righty. So we're going to talk about my top three oils for love and romance.
Ooh,
okay.
Chris,
number
pay
three.
Attention.
Okay, number three. All right. Well, let me start.
Pad out.
Okay. So let's just say that there are a lot of commonalities between these three oils, things that they can do for you. And this is where I started thinking, don't take this out of context here now, because especially you, I can already see this. Mm. Okay. So what can these oils do for you that can help in that love department? Okay, one is they can reduce feelings of nervousness and anxiousness.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Okay, so that's all good. Right. So, you know, you're feeling a little uptight.
Yeah.
You know, not in the mood. Okay, you get the right oil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Loosen up a little bit.
I think if a lot of women like myself who tired,
right.
Exactly.
Don't feel like being bothered.
Exactly.
They're gonna have to get some of this oil. So
that's always the first question. You're not uptight, are you?
No,
that's
the first date question.
Well, all right. So I know you could tell. But so there's another thing. So you're lacking energy. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're exhausted. You're working.
Yeah.
You know, late. You come home.
You're
he's
not in
the
mood.
Yeah, right.
Like,
and you're like, come on. Not today. Right. So we got an oil for that.
Ooh.
Okay. Now, maybe you don't want an oil for that. Maybe you just like being tired. After a while, it's kind of convenient to be tired a lot, right?
I might need to get a tired oil for him. Just say, I need you to go to sleep.
Does your husband like being manipulated with all this?
Well, see, funny you mention that.
how does he know when he is not?
You pick up things pretty fast.
Yeah, yeah. How does he know when you're tricking him and when he's not?
That's a cool thing about oils is that you just don't. So you just sort of like, you stick them in that little diffuser.
It's like living with a witch doctor.
Yeah.
You never know what the hell.
You never know. Well, I don't have little dolls with pins on them, so I'm not doing that kind of thing.
Okay.
So
yeah.
It's not painful.
Well, it's not voodoo.
But it is kind of behavior manipulation, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But for a good reason, right?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm afraid to go further.
Yeah, Use your powers for good.
Yes. Okay. So, so reducing nervousness and anxiousness, perking up your energy, so it puts you in the mood, right?
Oh.
Okay. So that's good. So that's another good thing. But also just creating a romantic atmosphere. All right, because just the smell alone sometimes. So I'm going to have you smell these as I'm going along, all right? Okay, so my very favorite oil of love is called ylang ylang.
Ylang ylang.
Have you ever heard of it?
No.
I'm not even going to try that one.
Okay, you try ylang ylang. Ylang, ylang. Some people say ylang ylang. Okay, so this is it right here. I know.
This is the give me energy.
Drop the bomb.
Actually, this would be, but... from a sexual standpoint. Okay?
That's powerful.
It's very powerful. So I'll tell you how powerful. You better be careful. Do not spill that on you. Oh, my gosh. Okay?
Chris, I don't know if you need it.
Okay, so we talk about pheromones, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
she brought it up.
This is... The mere smell of this has the ability to perk things up, if you know what I mean, especially from a guy front. So what are guys...
Okay, Chris, put it down.
Yeah.
Just reading the bottle. We don't want anything perked. Just reading the bottle.
So this is a really... What does it smell like to you? Is it an attractive smell?
It's a little powerful. Like, it's like... it has a commanding...
It's clean.
Yeah, commanding.
It's clean.
So it's kind of... it kind of sweet, but it's very exotic smelling. So for me, when I smell that, it reminds me a little bit of honeysuckle. You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of got that exotic fragrance. So let me talk about ylang ylang. So this comes from a flower in Indonesia. So already I'm like, okay, that's very exotic, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so traditionally, the flowers of this ylang ylang plant were strewn all over the bed on the wedding night. Okay, so it was designed to kind of get the bride and the groom in the mood. They still do this. So it kind of gets you in the mood before you get to bed. So on your wedding night, of course, of all nights, you want to kind of be in the mood. You want to be ready. And ylang ylang has that ability to be able to trigger things in the brain that kind of just tells the body, hey, I'm ready.
Oh, okay.
How does that sound?
That sounds great.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
Awesome. So, all right. So, ylang ylang is also known as the oil of the inner child. And this is the fun part. And this is where we get a little bit serious because sometimes we just lose our sense of playfulness, right?
Right.
Okay.
Well, I don't think Chris does, but I do.
Yeah, I can tell.
I like to keep it spicy. Yeah.
Okay, so it has the ability to be able to just kind of bring out the little child. So when we get working so hard and just really not enjoying life, ylang ylang has the ability to be able to kind of bring back that inner child and help you to just be playful. Oh. Now, a lot of citrus oils are good at that too. So you could pick up like lime or orange or something like that. And all of those are really good happy oils.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but this one, I'm going to read a little bit here. It can help dispel feelings of anger, jealousy, and envy. Mm-hmm. Okay, now
you can
that
dispel
would be,
them, like go away.
Yeah, like go away. You know, and that would be very effective.
On a poisonous emotion.
Poisonous,
I might
exactly.
need a ylang ylang for the Super Bowl. I'm going to give my some angry, right.
No, seriously,
envious people.
Might be a good
I'm
one.
Have my Patriots.
Are you going to walk around the bar and just drop it here and there and just hope?
That's what you do. You kind of just, so you get it on, so maybe you might just put it in your hands. So you could just like, if you want to put a drop in your hands and then you just rub it together.
And then walk around, smack everyone
exactly.
in the back.
Exactly, exactly.
Smack everybody on
you,
the face.
Hey. So you just come right up to the face. How you doing, hon? How you doing? The back of the chair.
Yeah.
So before you know.
Jameer went no way.
Everyone's all happy when they walk out, even though they lost. Oh, this is great.
Great.
No anger. I like that.
So because this is so relaxing, it's also very good for people that are struggling with their blood pressure.
Oh,
hey, so
now we're right in my wheelhouse.
Yeah,
well,
so
been in your house
I got all
for a
kinds
long
of
time.
Problems lately.
Yeah,
that's
well,
why
that's
she's
too
here.
Bad because I have a friend who's actually been struggling with blood pressure and has been on one medication after another, and now she's on this really super high dose. Even the pharmacist had to, you know, double check to make sure that was for sure what she needed, but like nothing else had been working. And she's really feeling stressed out because, I mean, this is the end of the road if this doesn't work.
Right.
So I'm like, hey, have you ever heard of essential oils? Because I got to tell you, I got this number one oil here. It's great to help balance out blood pressure. So you can kind of see how this all
the irony is having high blood pressure gives you high blood pressure. Like knowing that you have high blood pressure
gives you high blood pressure. Because you're worried about that.
Just chasing your tail, huh, dude?
Right?
Yeah.
It's
just
Yeah.
It's kind of scary. So when you think of the alternatives, like in her case, she's kind of desperate, really, because she's, you know, got no other choices. So how cool it is to know, hey, I got something I think we can try that's going to work. Now, if someone's on medication, I want to be really careful and make sure they're working with their doctor, because this starts lowering your blood pressure and it has some, you know, co-interdiction with the medication. We got to be really careful and let people know you got to work with your doctor. But if you're in pretty good health and you decide, let's say Valentine's Day is coming up, let's say you're getting ready, you found the right person, mm-hmm. and you want to pop the question.
Mm.
Okay.
What's so better? Soon.
Yeah, I know. So soon already. It doesn't take long.
Some powerful
stuff. It might speed you up a little bit if you're going to use the right essential oil, right?
Right.
So one last thing on that is actually is especially for men. So what are a lot of guys going toward these days? And I'm uncomfortable here bringing up this point. I'm afraid what you guys are going to say.
Chris, don't answer that.
So what are we going to? So guys are having especially as you're getting older, like in the testosterone starting to die down. Okay, where do you, I'm not even going to ask, but you know, we all know what choices guys have today.
Yeah.
Okay, in the bedroom, if that's not working. Okay, so I'm... It's
so you
a
have
real
a Viagra
problem.
Substitute,
right?
Well,
let's
I'm
just
not
cut the chase.
Cut to the chase.
See, I'm trying to be right? FDA compliant, but the truth is that ylang ylang would be like the top oil for guys. So this is really great. All great. Right. So plus,
I thought I felt a little twitch there.
Yeah, there you go. I was afraid it was just the smell. The smell alone.
Only Chris will find the twitch. That tells me that you have some ED problems.
I think something moved. I don't know if it's the blood pressure or the yang.
Well, I'd better be careful about recommending this to people then. Let's say you're going out to dinner, you're getting ready to pop the question.
It's Jurassic Park on the dinner table.
Oh, we better move on.
Yeah.
So the cool thing with all of these oils is another great benefit to them is it's really great for your skin. So it's something you can mix in with maybe a little bit of almond oil or grapeseed oil or something like that. And you can use this on your skin, but it's really great for the sebaceous glands. So it really helps to perk up like a natural collagen kind of use. Mm. So ylang ylang is really good for that. But I want to get to my next one because the truth is that of all of these three, this is my absolute favorite.
So that was number two. That was number three?
That was okay, so we'll say that's number three.
Three, okay.
So, well, let's go to number two, and then I'll say my favorite for the last
one. The build-up
here,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Top 40 here.
Who's heard of patchouli?
I never heard of patchouli.
What?
Patchouli. Oh, wait, time out. Chris, what's patchouli, smartass?
Huh? It's hair product.
It's hair product?
Yeah.
Okay. Not quite. Not quite.
No.
Survey says, it might be like...
It's what you put in your hair. It's like, wait, it's the smell.
Actually, you
patchouli
could.
Oil.
You
Is
could
that what
put
she
it
told you,
hair.
Chris?
But here's what a lot of people have told me. Patchouli's gotten a really bad rap because back in the 60s and 70s, it was like this really heavy cologne for guys.
Yeah.
And it stunk. It was like
fake
smell.
That's what Easy E put in his hair, right?
No.
I don't think she knows, but
I don't
anyway.
Think
if you say
puts
so.
Patchouli in his hair, but.
Yeah, that's what Easy E put in his hair.
Well, the truth is that
he had a curl.
Is that what Michael Jackson put in his hair?
He had a
while
curl.
While you're at it?
He had a curl.
On the Thriller album, you know.
So this is a little bit more musky smell. And so this is a really good, what we call a grounding oil. So for people that feel a little bit anxious and nervous and they just, you know, a little bit scattered. And if that's kind of affecting your love life. Mm-hmm. Well, I can't say that, but.
Oh, in that realm, right.
Yeah, in that realm, anxious feelings, yeah. Sure. So patchouli is a real good grounding oil. Mm-hmm. I think it smells like dirt. Personally, I kind of like that smell.
You do?
Like in the,
dirt.
Like
you
the musk smell.
I like dirt, I like going outside in the fall.
You hear
when
that,
the
Mr.
leaves
Silver?
Are falling down.
Dirt.
I know, yeah.
That's the answer.
Give me the dirt.
I'm going with
So patchouli is really a guy's oil. Like, this is an oil that guys seem to gravitate toward, and it's used a lot in the perfume industry. So patchouli's great there, but as a synthetic fake smell, it can smell pretty bad. Like, I went to this diner, and I must have had my patchouli out, and I was sharing with somebody, and the waitress says, "Oh, that smells like patchouli." She goes, "I hate that smell." Oh, I said, "Why is that?" She goes, "Because all these like middle-aged divorced guys all come in and smelling like patchouli, and it just stinks." So, Christian, sorry about that, all you older, middle-aged, divorced guys. But anyways, it's called the oil of physicality, too.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if that doesn't kind of puff you up. But it's basically great for people that have trouble living in their own body. So, mm-hmm. like, if you're kind of disconnected from your body, doesn't, I know, that's an eyebrow, you know.
What?
Eyebrow razor. So, people who just... people that are just connected from their physical body. So let's say it's not body shaming, but like you don't like your body. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you really, maybe you've got a lot of habits that you use. Maybe it's eating and comfort eating mm-hmm. and stuff like that because you just don't really like your body that well.
It's a self-esteem thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of self-esteem thing.
Yeah.
So patchouli is really great at bringing you back in touch with your physical body. Okay, mm-hmm. so it's, you can imagine how that might be mm-hmm. A romance oil then, right? Because yeah. maybe, mm-hmm. you know, and I hate to say frigidity is a problem, but it is, mm-hmm. okay? Some of these oils really help to open up someone's reception to love in their life and mm-hmm. sex in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. And patchouli is one of those. So, mm-hmm.
I know get your patchouli on, man.
Mm. Yeah. I think he's raising gonna, his
thinking. I don't know. I'm not coming up on my midlife crisis yet, so I'll yeah. probably pass on the patchouli.
No dirt for right, you,
so
huh?
So not
dirt.
Good for you,
I think
huh?
he's with the ylang-ylang.
Yeah, that ylang-ylang.
You like that ylang-ylang? Well, so the cool thing with this is that you can make your own concoctions. So ooh. You can, like, which is what I did for you.
Yeah, so when they put this in a, well, you said they use patchouli in a cologne, right? Is that just the base of the cologne pretty much, and then they add...
Yeah, well, you know,
it?
If you're using a cologne, usually you've got a lot of alcohol in it, and it's not even a real patchouli fragrance. But yeah, that would be the base.
It's the base, and then they add other yeah. fragrances yeah. to it.
No, if you have something this strong, and you were going to make your own blend, then this probably would be a base mm-hmm. note. Okay, so you got these base, your middle, and your top notes, mm-hmm. and the base note is going to be a nice, strong, grounding smell. So a lot of trees. Would be a good base note. Mm-hmm. Huh. But that's for another conversation.
Right.
Okay. All right. So anyways, now you got it. So you could mix this together with that mm-hmm. Ylang Ylang. Okay. So okay. now you're mixing these all together, put them in the bedroom, but...
explosion.
My mm-hmm. very favorite is this last not one.
Yet. Number one, folks.
Okay. This is a real explosion.
This is it.
Okay. So you notice I have this in a roller bottle. Mm-hmm. Because this is kind of rare, and if I was going to get that in a regular bottle, it would be really expensive. Mm. So what you do is roll that on you, put it on your wrist. But
you gotta roll, Jay. You gotta roll it.
You recognize
I'm just
this name at all?
Tonight. Not rolling tonight. Just sniffing.
Okay.
I don't know.
Just sniffing.
There. Let me roll.
It's kind of new.
Show you how
so.
This rolling technique works.
Okay, so you put like it on this. Your wrist, put it behind your ear,
and then you go like this. All
right. He's gonna go straight.
He already knows.
What is up with these? All right, here. I've always wondered this. Right? Okay. Why do people always put the scent on their wrist and their
back of your ear too.
Yeah, you got your
and your back. Okay, so you have pulse points around your body where it's there's a little bit more blood flow. Okay, you've got energy mm-hmm. field, so you've mm-hmm. got those certain places. So if you're going to put the oils, and it's a very good question.
Yeah,
as you're going to put the oils on there, they're going to it's going to amp up the power of the oils. It's going to get into the bloodstream quicker because that's what these gotcha. Are doing. They're getting into the bloodstream and they're kind of affecting your cells. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when you find that your emotions are really their cell, it's in your cells. They're really molecules that get in your cells. Mm-hmm. Then you can kind of change how you feel about certain things. But let me tell you about this. So this is another exotic oil. This is my absolute favorite oil for relationships.
Okay.
Because here's how it goes.
Number one.
Okay. So this is sourced from Egypt. Okay. It's called a bitter orange, so it's from the flower of the bitter orange tree. Mm. And it's another
about the only
flower
thing sourced from Egypt.
Well, there's a lot of things sourced from Egypt, actually.
You can't get oil out of sand.
Well,
I don't think.
Well, there's a lot more in Egypt than we probably know, but so this is sourced from the flower from the orange tree, but it's like ylang ylang. It has been used for millennia for brides on their wedding day mm-hmm. and put on the bed. Okay, so before, because you know about rose petals, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we know how exotic rose petals are.
It's not a very romantic wedding talk.
Right? Yeah, it is a lot of. We're talking
flowers
about
flowers on the bed.
Valentine's Day. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Have you ever put flowers on the bed? I've never put flowers on a bed.
Well, then you should. If you
should. Probably should.
It's a great experience.
Is it?
I've never actually had
not
that.
Not your lawn mowing clippings. Flowers, though. Dude. Okay.
Yeah, the petals, not the. Yeah. Stems.
I've never woke up to
not dandelions either.
I've never woke up to like writing on a mirror with lipstick either.
I guess you haven't lived yet, Chris.
I guess so.
Okay, so this is another aphrodisiac oil, but I won't tell you why this is one of my favorites. Because neroli works. But neroli is one of these great oils that helps to create connection with the people around you that you've been in a longer-term relationship with. And you know what that's like when you've been in a relationship with somebody for a long time? Mm-hmm. It's like they almost become invisible after a while.
Mm-hmm. Right? Only me, myself, and Jay know about that. Chris is off the market.
He's the bachelor. Oh, he's a lifelong.
Yeah, but I've been in a relationship that was quite dead.
He doesn't have a man cave. He has a man house. We discussed this. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So there's still going to be places for these oils because you know you got to go out and woo, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So can you imagine, first off, not just woo, but, you know, who needs the chocolate on Valentine's Day? Do you need the chocolate on Valentine's Day?
No, I hate chocolate.
I know you're eating healthy, I just heard.
But I don't, I never like chocolate.
You hate chocolate? Really?
I'm not a chocolate fan myself.
That's like fact number 12 we just learned about Shay.
Okay, so no chocolate, so flowers.
I don't like flowers, really.
Oh, wow.
Patriots
Well, not
gear.
To eat, Shay. You don't like when your man doesn't give you flowers?
He does, but I really don't. I'm not a flower type. Like,
it's nice, but
I really
you're
don't
acting
have to have
basically
it.
When you receive them from him. This is lovely.
I said, thank you.
Well, see, women can be picky about flowers, too.
But I am more of, like, if you know my love language.
We do not.
My love language is acts of service. So if he was to help me cook or he did some things around the house or just... things I've been on my honey-do list, that's
really
get me excited.
Do these oils
do you fall in love with that?
Are these oils
so like doing the dishes
add into your
your
list though, Shay?
Yeah.
These oils, are they, is this interesting?
I mean, I like the oils.
This is better than flowers, right? This is better than
chocolate
and flowers.
Yeah, because I like oils and things when I take,
say your man just walks into the bedroom.
Oh,
he goes, you go back there and you lay down. And then he's got the candlelight and everything and you're just laying there. And then he just goes over and just does the dishes and you hear him vacuuming out in the living room.
And then he comes
walking in with like
a turn on.
With like the Windex towel thrown over his shoulder and some spritz.
He's Mr. Clean.
Yes. It's like, hey, baby, you having a good night? That's your idea of like a great, if he's covered in this oil while he's doing it.
He doesn't have to be covered in the oil for that.
That's serious.
But he can put me in the oil and while he's doing it, I can be just relaxing.
I got you. Put some of this in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you would do. You could put it in the bathtub.
You're a lazy lover. You got him doing all the work while you're sitting there laying. That's what it comes down to.
He can help me.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, he can help me.
Also, cleaning up side by side is a turn on?
Well, just cooking side by side. Just cooking side by side. Doing some things. You work in the yard together.
You wash, he dries the dishes.
Yeah, that's fun.
Okay. That is romantic.
I like that.
We actually have other oils that can help motivate men to do that kind of thing. So maybe that's another time.
When the weather gets warmer.
Yeah,
I'm trusting you less and less.
I know.
But stop.
She's the enemy, Chris.
I would rather get a gift like this than I would some chocolates or flowers. For real. I mean, that's getting a little bit old. Just like guys getting ties for Father's Day. I mean, can we come up with something else? Or do guys like to keep getting ties?
I don't think they like that.
We don't even know how to tie them. Just tie them once and then we leave them tied.
That's right.
We just loosen them up and leave them tied and hang them up.
This has a collection of clip-ons.
Yeah.
Okay, so the last thing about what's so special with this. This is where I think my husband noticed I wasn't taking this anymore. Because let me tell you how this works. So I got this neroli and I'm putting it on the inside of my arm. So I start with the wrist and I go up to the inside of my elbows. Because you know you got these big fat veins there, right?
Okay.
So that's getting into my bloodstream. So I'm doing this every day, twice a day. And all of a sudden there was this day and we're having this conversation and it probably wasn't even something all that interesting. And I found that I was just like gazing in his eyes. I'm like, really? Wow, that is so special. And I could not get over how fascinating it was to talk to my husband. And I'm like, ooh, that's really weird, but that feels really good. And so this was happening regularly. And then I stopped taking my Neroli. It was like, I've stopped taking my pills, right? And I started getting agitated. And then it was like, you're interrupting me. I'm busy. I'm right. in the middle of something.
Oh, you know
Don't
what?
You have something to do? Yeah, go.
My husband is going to love this. He's going to say, hey, Shay, find the oil lady and tell her that I'm buying Neroli today.
I'm telling you, this Neroli is the bomb. It works. I just was talking with a friend a couple days ago, and she was saying the exact same thing. She was like, you know, I was at work, and I am in customer service, and usually it's like, these people get kind of annoying. And she's like, I couldn't believe how interested I was in what they had to say. Because what it does is it helps develop compassion and empathy and caring for other people. So that's romantic.
Yes,
right?
It is.
That's really, that's and we very
want
romantic.
That. That's women want that.
Yeah, we want that. The guys have that too. So,
so I see this. So I see this bottle here has the little rolling thing on top of it, and the other bottles do not have the little rolly thing on top.
Yeah.
Is there a? Can you get them with the little rolly thing on
you
top?
You can get them with the little rolly thing. Yeah, I can make them like that for you too. If you want some, I'll make them for you.
All right.
You know why? Because this is easier to use. It's easier to stick in your purse. Because what you want to do is you want to use it all the time. Like you want to. It is going to change.
I see. This little rolly thing here just snaps into the same bottle.
Right.
Kind of. I gotcha.
Accessorize, man.
Yeah.
So this is like, so like you get up in the morning, you brush your teeth, and you put your oil on, right? Mm-hmm. And so you just do that. You go to bed, you brush your teeth, and you put that on. Now, ritual. When you do this, it's a ritual, and you do this day after day. Mm-hmm. It definitely retrains the brain. It can invite love. Mm-hmm. It can invite romance. It can stimulate some bedroom love and all that kind of thing. But
some wrestling.
Lots of, yeah. Yeah, so we're trying to be careful here.
Not that kind of oil.
What? It's
that kind of oil is for another show. You need a whole lot of that. You need about 5 gallons of that kind of oil.
Anyway.
Anyway,
I think those oils are
so
great.
So those were your top three. Give me the name. Number three was what?
Okay, number three was Ylang
Ylang. Ylang Ylang.
Old Testament. Number two was?
It was, hold on.
Dirt.
It was the dirt one. It, what is that
patchouli.
Called?
Patchouli.
Patchouli. Yeah, that's
there you go. Good job, Chris. Right. And number one?
Neroli.
Neroli.
It was easy because it had the little roly thing on it.
Right. So. A little hint, hint. Yeah.
And so I think, just kind of summing this up, kind of on a more serious note, I just think that in our culture today where relationships just become so... We take advantage of each other.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you know?
We do.
We grow tired of each other. We give up really easily. And I think that in the... We get complacent. Yes, yeah, we don't treat each other with care. I think that essential oils really... can be really valuable for people to help strengthen relationships, but not just with your lover. It can also be with people that you work with, because we all are bombarded with so much stimulation every single day. Mm-hmm. We go home exhausted.
Yeah.
You just don't have time to put into your relationships.
Right.
And this is, it's a natural way. You're not going to have all these nasty side effects. And I think it can do a lot to possibly repair relationships, if not help sustain them, and then invite new relationships into your life. So,
well, you know, my question, so Jay, how long have you been married?
I'm going on 24 years next month.
See, you might need some of that Neroli.
I'm taking notes.
Because I'm going at the, and on the 25th, see, I remember my anniversary because I'm bad with dates. So on the 25th of February, I'll be married 7 years.
Mm-hmm. And congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. So that 7-year itch is really for real. Mm. So I think that, you know, when you get, you know, we're getting that point where you're trying to settle. You're like, well, I am. I'm settled in like what I'm going to do. And
right.
I might need the Neroli.
Mm. Yeah. I'll tell you, if you were going to start
fresh
with
bottle
one,
of Mr. Clean.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And some towels, yeah.
Yeah, because you know, just like what you said, you get complacent with each other, and I get home, and I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I'm reading my book.
All right.
Are the Patriots on?
Well, he's a big football fan. He's a dead skin fan.
So together, right.
Together.
There you go.
Yeah.
There
but he's
common
trying to,
ground. Yeah.
Yeah, he's going for the Patriots right now. I told him we don't want him, but yeah.
Well, he is going for the Patriots.
Yeah, he's going for the Patriots.
Because you made him?
No, no.
Okay.
Because
he hates the Eagles.
He liked his drink with some Patriot oil.
No, no. He's an Eagles hater.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, anyway. Jen. Now, Jen, you're teaching classes at HCC?
I am, yeah. Right. Ooh. I am an adjunct professor at HCC. I teach aromatherapy. So I'd say possibly in March, my next series of classes will start.
Okay.
So I do three classes, and one of them is focused on just, you know, the basics.
Right.
All the cool stuff about the basics. And then
so there's a level the second, to this. To
there's levels
it,
to that. Yeah. The next one, though, my very favorite class is all about the emotional component of oils. So that's where I'm going to bring in oils of love, oils just, again, not just to lure love or sustain love, but also to learn how to love ourselves.
Yes.
Because
a bunch of horny students walking out of that classroom.
Oh man, they love it though. You can smell it all the way down the hall.
I think all the people that's in the Cease My Pain event this weekend, they're going to need some of that stuff.
This building could use this.
Sprinkle some of this around
town. Very old we need that.
Guys, it's great mood. It's behavior modification and mood manipulation.
We're going to shake hands with the Langelang.
Maybe we're going to hop in the hub mobile and just drive down the street, just spraying it on.
Oh man, they'll love you. They'll love you.
What can we do at the Ale House this Sunday with this stuff? You imagine?
Oh, well, we're going to use the...
you might need to calm people down then.
Patchouli. Yeah.
By the fourth quarter.
We're going to need the patchouli.
Yeah, they won't even know what hit them. I know, right? That's how it goes.
I'm going to just shake smear it across the bar and walk away. No one even noticed you did it.
Yeah.
Right. No, we're just kidding, American Ale House. We aren't going to be doing that.
No. All right.
Hey, Jen. Okay. Lovely having you on again. It's been a pleasure. Thank you. This is awesome. And there's plenty more to go.
Thank you.
You're going to come back.
Yeah.
We'll get you in here. You got something that said you helped make the guys work. And with springtime coming, this is the next.
That'd be a good one.
That'd be a good one, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
We'll plant it out.
And we're going to make some your own love potions.
Yeah. Enjoy your love potions.
Love potion. So, you can use it.
Number nine. That's right. It's your own handmade special concoction. You don't even know what's in it.
I'm sure she's not having it.
All right. Jen, where does the audience go to find these oils? This isn't something you get at, like we're saying, the Bon Ton or Macy's or JCPenney's.
Exactly.
How do they find you, Jen?
So there's only one brand I use. I think I've told you that before. I do doTERRA, and that's really because it's the most tested oil on the market.
Okay.
And if somebody's going to be looking for oils, do not buy them over the counter. That's the advice I'm going to tell people because there's way too much fraud. If you're talking about putting it on your skin, you got to know what you're putting there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking about smelling it, I mean, you want to know what it's made out of, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I do sell oils, and I'm happy to teach people how to use them. So I walk with them, and that's the most important thing, because too many people, they get their stuff, and then it's like, well, like, what do I do with it now?
Right.
And
that's, be taught.
Yeah, what a waste of money for that. So y'all can get a hold of me personally. I teach a lot of classes online. Email, I'm at SilbertJen, S-I-L-B as in boy, E-R-T-J-E-N @gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also find me at www.naturalsolutionswithoils.com.
Wow.
So.
That's awesome. A long one, but hey,
I know.
Can't forget that.
I
got to
shorten that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, no, so I invite y'all to give me a call if anyone's interested in trying any of these. I am so
get
happy.
Get trained on it and learn how to use it, right?
Yeah.
Because it's true aromatherapy. We are like wooed over here.
Yeah.
All right.
This room smells great.
Yeah, great.
Awesome.
Yeah,
good times.
It does good stuff. So.
All right. Well, Jen, great having you back. You're always welcome. We'll
Thank
have you,
you
on again. And for Jay, for Shay, for Chris, and for Jen Silbert. Want to say, see you later. See you Sunday.
Peace out, everybody.
Right.
Go Patriots.
See you later.
You've been listening to The Hub Show from Hagerstown, Maryland. Podcasting and broadcasting about everything local you need to know with your host, Jay Heisch. Join us on our next podcast coming soon.
Hey, this is AJ.
And this has been with Small Town Mentality Podcast. You can check us out on all social media platforms at Small Town Mentality Podcast. So get on there, click like, and follow us.
And help us out by subscribing to Small Town Mentality Podcast on the places you get your podcasts.
Podcasts?
What, you don't have a place to check out podcasts? Well, try TuneIn or Stitcher.
We're also on iTunes and Google Play.
Come check us out. We're funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm funny.
We're going to leave this in.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.